Anyways, good evening, everybody. It's good to learn a little bit on a Thursday night. It's Parshas Akev, and I hope we're all enjoying the festivities, eat a little something, sing a little bit, and now we get to learn some Torah. So let's hop right into it. I wanted to focus on two main things. Akev is an awesome Parsha. I think the beginning of Devarim is just awesome. Akev is all about Drush also, right? It's essentially Moshe Rabbeinu giving a lot of Musar to the Jewish people and telling them again and again that you got to keep the mitzvos, and if you do, it's going to be good, and you'll inherit the land of Israel, and if you don't, then it won't be as good. So I'd like to focus on two specific points in the Parsha, and let's begin with the beginning. The very first words in the Parsha are, V'haya Akev Tishma'un. V'haya means, and it will be. Tishma'u means you listen. Akev. Akev is a challenging word. What does Akev mean?
Because.
Okay, my mom says because. Very good. Heel. Any other heel. Thoughts?
Heel.
Akev is a heel. Akev Esav is the heel of Esav. It's not 100% clear. It's not 100% clear. So this is a long discussion. There's a Ramban. You should look at the Ramban. I don't have it here. It's a long Ramban. Kedargo Bakodesh, he's like, I think it's this. Then he says, this guy says that. I think it's that too. Like, he doesn't even tell you when he's changing his mind. So Akev could mean bishvil, because. It will be because you listen to the mitzvot. It could mean, Akev could mean ankle, but there it's probably meant as a parable that the ankle is the end of a person. The Rosh is considered the top of a person. There are numerous times in Tanakh where the Torah uses the human body as like a parable. So, Bati, you should be a Rosh and not as a Nub. Doesn't mean you should be a head and not a tail. You should be on top and not on the bottom. It also is a language of Sivuv, cause and effect. Similar, but not quite the same. But is it quite an interesting language to you? So I thought I would start with the Or Chaim HaKadosh on this Pasuk. Kedarko Bakodesh, Or Chaim has about 100, no, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but he has probably 10 explanations as to why he uses the words like Tishma'ayim, and I'm only going to spend 5 minutes on each of the explanations, so I won't be here too long. I've used that joke too many times now, is that it? Okay, anyway. So let's take a look. Source number one. So Or Chaim is sort of a bother with, you know, and it's specifically, it says sometimes Asher, sometimes we say Asher, or Im. Vahaya im tishmon, or, you know, vahaya, why Akev? So he writes as follows in terms of explanation. It's interesting. He says, v'yisbara derech omram in vahaya ala simcha. There's a chazal, a medrash that says that the word vahaya is a language connoting happiness. Vahaya indicates certain happiness. And so the Or Chaim has a number of different explanations explaining this pasuk and the idea that it's about the connection between mitzvot and happiness. Let's take a look at some of that. Number one, Ein v'haya ela simcha. V'nei Adon HaNeviim, the master of all prophets, Moshe Rabbeinu, Bab Noam Devarav, comes with the pleasantness of his words, Leha'ir b'musar na'im, to inspire us with some pleasant inspiration. Ki ein la'adon l'smoach, ela k'sheyishmor la'asot es kol shi asher tziva Hashem la'asot. V'haya simcha, v'haya Akev Tishma'un, it will be, he's going to say, as a result of your listening, as a result of your listening to the mitzvot, then you will be happy. V'hayaz lashon av simcha. So if you do everything Hashem says, then your heart should be happy and you should be joyful. Aval kol od sheyachosh, shechasar acha mikol mitzvot Hashem. But if a person is concerned that they're lacking one of the mitzvot, one of the many mitzvot, we're going to pick off into this theme, whether they're lacking, they're not appropriately observing a negative commandment, they're not appropriately observing a positive commandment. About such a person, Shlomo says, what are you getting so happy about? Meaning, first explanation is, v'hayaz lashon simcha, it is only if you listen to the mitzvot that you could or should be besimcha, that you should be satisfied with your lot. If you are not observing one of them, if you fail to observe one of them, if you find that in your life, in your spiritual life, you have been negligent at a certain mitzvah, so then there won't be simcha. That's one explanation. The result of listening to the mitzvot is simcha. And only then. That's explanation one. Explanation two. Simcha la'ish ela b'sof hashmiya. That it is only ekev tishma'un, only after you're done listening, only after you complete the job, besof hashmia, then you could be satisfied. Sometimes you begin something, we're all proud of ourselves. I started doing something, this feels really good, I'm on the right path, but we shouldn't be satisfied, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. It is only after you do the mitzvah, you're finished with it, you're completed with it, then you can have v'haya. Okay. It's also informing the way we should learn Torah. V'haya ekev tishma'un. How should you learn? How should you do a mitzvah? You should do it with simcha. You should do it with happiness. You should be excited and happy as you do it. And he says, Zivrei Torah asurin la'avel. One of the things that someone in mourning cannot do is they cannot learn Torah. Torah is supposed to be accompanied with a happiness. If you cannot be happy because of your emotional state, then you don't learn Torah. And finally, Od Ramaz Aderech Omro Bekudi Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev V'Omro V'Haya HaSimcha Tiyekev Tishma'ad. When, if you want Simcha, then you should do the mitzvah. Meaning, Upirish Ekev Schar Esaka Torah Tisamcheyu. By engaging the study of Torah, that will cause you to be happy. So he's trying to chanting, playing this both ways. You should be happy if you do the mitzvah, and if you do the mitzvah, you're going to be happy. But there's clearly an association between then happiness and doing mitzvot. What I wanted, yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
Does that explain why they need to use Akev as opposed to Asher or something?
It's like interesting. I don't know if he doesn't really focus on that as much. He's more focused on like the Haya, I guess. Yeah, it's a good question you're asking. Why doesn't he use Asher? I hear your point. It's a good point. You're saying well. So I wanted to focus based on these first two ideas, which are the importance of all the mitzvot and finishing a mitzvah, are both play prominently in the next pasuk I'd like to focus on. And pasuk reads as follows in source number 2. It says, Kol ha mitzvah asher, welcome to Daddy, take a seat. Good to have you. Kol ha mitzvah asher anochi. It's good. Kol ha mitzvah asher anochi mitzavacha hayom tishmerun la'asot. Let's just focus on that for a second. We'll ignore the first two words. I'm not going to translate them yet. Kol ha mitzvah, all the mitzvah that I am commanding you today, you should keep to do. Leman techuna veritem, so you should live and multiply. Uvasem veritem ataaretz, so go in your inherit the land. Asher nishba Hashem avotichem, that Hashem swore to your forefathers. Very good. I have a question for you. How would you translate the first two words of that pasuk? And you can look at the translation here. Kol ha-mitzvah, what does that mean?
All the mitzvah.
What do you say?
All the mitzvah.
All the mitzvah. All the mitzvah. What mitzvah?
All of the mitzvah, maybe.
All of what mitzvah? It doesn't. It's the beginning of like a statement. It does. There's no specific mitzvah that contextualizes this statement.
It's kol ha-mitzvah.
Okay, so
it's a charge. You can translate it as a charge. Like I'm charging you with a command.
Right. Okay. But it doesn't quite the entire mitzvah. Okay. So it would seem all the mitzvot. Right. These are the so it should say all again. So this is the issue. If it were referring to all the commandments, then it could have said kol ha-mitzvot. Or even kol mitzvah. If it's referring to each and every commandment, you would think it would say kol mitzvah. Mitzvah. However, it says kol ha-mitzvah. Sounds like it's talking about one mitzvah. Doesn't say which one. Right? So this is the tension in these words. Yeah.
However, we know that the Torah is written deliberately. Every word is deliberate.
100%.
So there's clearly a reason for that.
Right. And I think maybe the reason is it's meant to imply both. So we are going to focus on two different explanations of this verse. One is that it means all of the mitzvah. Whichever mitzvah you are doing, you should be careful to do all of it. That we'll get to a little bit later. First, we'll focus on all the mitzvah. What it means is all the mitzvah. And the question is going to be, if it's all the mitzvah, if it's talking about all 613 mitzvah that we have to be somer laso, we have to observe and do, then why does it say kol ha-mitzvah? It shouldn't have said kol ha-mitzvot. So first, I just wanted to share this interesting explanation of the Gra, the Vilna Gaon. Really, the beginning of the Lithuanian Torah learning comes from the Vilna Gaon, Rav Eliyahu of Vilna. And he has a very, I just thought it was an insightful explanation of the whole Pasuk. You have a lot of terms in this Pasuk. Kol ha-mitzvah, all the things that I'm commanding you today, you should keep to do so that you'll live and multiply and go and inherit. So he gives an explanation of all of these different things. Take a look at source 3. Kol ha-mitzvah. Amr b'sifri, they say in the Midrash, she-yasu kol ha-mitzvot b'shleimut. That's the explanation we're going to focus on. First, you should do all the mitzvot completely. So, olamala them are shmi'ah. Before it said at the beginning of the parsha, you should listen. What does listening mean? You should listen. It here doesn't say listen. It says you should keep. Listen means limud, teaching, or learning. Hu limud, shemar ekev tishma'un. If you learn. To listen to the Torah means to learn about it, to study it, to learn about its laws. That's ekev tishma'un. Va'ata, now in this pasuk, says the Vilagon, Amar tishmerun la'asot. So if listening and learning is shmi'ah, what's to be shomer? What's to guard or observe? Says the Gra, shmira hi lachazor, sheyeh tamudo biado. Shmira means reviewing what you learn. You learn it once, how are you going to keep it? How are you going to guard that knowledge? You have to learn it again. You have to review what you learn. Something I find that, unless you're like in school or in yeshiva, we don't do so often. You learn something once, and then do you have the time? Do you take the time to take a few minutes, think, what did I just learn? Write it down on a paper, on a computer, or somewhere? Maybe not always, but that's shmira. Shia tamudo biyado, that his learning should be in his hand. Vela asot, hi asiyat hamitzvah befoel. It means to actually do it. So there's three steps here. There's lishmoa, which is not in this specific pasuk, but it's the beginning, to learn the first time, to review, and then to execute, to do. The Amar Tishmeron La'asot. It says you should guard them to do them. So that's, it combines the reviewing with the doing. Sheyachzeru Amenas La'asot. That means to say you should review what you learn, but it's not just an intellectual exercise. You're not just mastering the knowledge for the sake of knowing it. You're mastering the knowledge so you know best how to observe the mitzvot. So it's lomol amenas laso, to learn in order to do them. So now I guess the whole pasuk. V'amr l'man tichyun, it says you should live, and you should live and inherit the land. Ki iker kiyam ha-mitzvot tali ba'aretz. In order to really do all the mitzvot, we're in the wrong place. I'm sorry to disappoint all of us. But in order to really do the mitzvot, you gotta live in the land of Israel.
Do you have the money to support my trip?
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, why am I supporting your trip? You can support mine first. Anyway, rakata mechuyav. So therefore he says, but look at this chop though, it's a beautiful shot by the girl here. He says, Rak atza mechuyav kol adam lishano v'leida asiyat ha-mitzvot asher yitzarech la'asom v'kishav la'aretz. Okay, but we're not in Israel. We can't do all the mitzvot. So why do we have to learn about all the mitzvot? Why do we learn about Shemitah or Yovel or Masa or all these different things? So that we should learn them. There's probably a lot to say about this, but the Gra is saying here is that we should learn them. So in Meretz Hashem, we'll go to Israel at the right time, and we'll know how to keep all of them. He says, Im Tomar, Ma Lanu Lazer Kol Hayomim. Oh, what do you mean? I'm going to Israel so soon? I have no plan necessarily. So why I have to keep chazering just in case eventually I'll get there, I'll be able to keep them? He says, wait a second, I'll tell you why. That's the pasuk. Kasher Navio, Elet Yisrael, Asasher Lazo Tazeh. Right? Okay, listen. When I go to Israel, I'll learn about it more. He says, no. Amar Laman Techioin. That's the pasuk saying. If you want to live in Israel, Bishush Atasher Til Mechutzlaretz. You will ultimately merit living in the land of Israel if you learn Torah seriously and review it. Then you will be rewarded with living in the land of Israel. So that's the kol mitzvah shenochim etzachayom tishmeron la'asod l'man tachyon means to say, why do I have to learn about all this stuff now if I can't do all the mitzvah now? You learn and review in order to execute so that in that merit you could then live in the land of Israel and multiply there. Revisem, tifru b'tirbu b'schata Torah. Says it doesn't only mean physical, you know, population multiplication, that you're going to have such a big population. Also, you will increase, you'll have a multiplication of your schut, of your merits in Torah. And in that, because it will increase once you get to Israel, then you will inherit the entire land. And he says there's three steps to going to Israel. Three steps in any journey. You have to get ready to leave, then there's the journey itself, and then there's getting there. He says, to go into Israel, you need three things. Echad, hachana latze mechotzaretz. You need to prepare to leave. Bet, haderech hashrielik. You have to know how you're going to go. And gimel, habil eretz Yisrael. You have to arrive there. Ukeneg dat amar leman tichyun urvitem, bishvil hachana latzeitz. Tichyun urvitem is regarding, it's interesting, the preparation to leave. Uvatem is kenegat derech. Vatem, and you will go. That's the path. Virishtem kenegat abia. and then ultimately you'll actually inherit the land that's getting there. This is a very insightful read of the Gra. But now I want to talk, so let's dig into this a little bit. Let's assume for now, Kol HaMitzvah means all the mitzvah. All the mitzvah. So what's the Torah saying here? So beautiful Orach Chaim and Malbim on this note. And the Malbim is going to attack the Rambam. Great for some fireworks. Malbim is going to take on the Rambam based on this pasuk. So the Orach Chaim says here, B'nasan tam she'elot, so what's the pasuk? Say Orach Chaim is saying, that says as follows. Sometimes people have a certain misconception. They say, listen, there's a lot of mitzvot out there. A lot of mitzvot. I'm not going to do all of them, but I'm going to take one, and that's going to be my mitzvah. I'm going to specialize in that. And I'm going to do that one really, really, really well. And so you're going to bother me with the other ones. Listen, I'm busy with this one. I can't do all of them. Listen, I don't know. Maybe tzedakah is your mitzvah, and you're going to say, I'm a big bald tzedakah. Okay, what about the other mitzvah? Listen, I don't have time to focus on those mitzvah. I'm going to put my time and energy into tzedakah. Or whatever that mitzvah is. Maybe it's Shabbos. I'm going to keep Shabbos really, really, really well. What about the others? No, I'm focusing on Shabbos. It says, Orach Chaim, you can't do that. You can't do that. Why? It says, Laman Tichyon, so that you will live. In what sense does this make you alive? It says, Nechav Rimamar Tichyon, Derech Omram. It says, Vais Nazoar, Ki Ba'adam Yesh Rimachi Bar Meshasa Gidin. A person has 248 limbs and 365 sinews. We connect them, but Var Hashem Lishmor Shin Samachay Mitzah Lo Taseh, Vermach Mitzah Taseh. Right, a famous idea. Every single one that the Zohar says, I don't know, 248, 365, you can ask the doctors how exactly that works. Maybe we have a lot more than that. The point is that each mitzvah corresponds to one part of our body. That in a sense, the mitzvot make sure that we are complete. V'hine, think about the following. Yishar adam b'vol eiver o gid echad, eiz ha-mechash. A person has something in pain. Their arm's hurting. Their leg's hurting. There's something wrong with one part of the body. Oh, Malkov, Yitzhak Libo, but oy, vavoy! Me, Malkov, they start screaming in pain. Hey, Mikabo, Mana, Letzako? Would they be comforted for their screams? But Amr, lo, hello, Lech, Ramachivar, Mayhem, Rishma, hello, Lechar, Ramachivar, Mayhem, Ramaz, Rishma, Zion. Look, you have 248 limbs. You're missing one? What's the big deal? You have 247 others. You know, calm down. You can do all the other ones. You'll miss one. You'll miss one limb. You think so? You really? Enroy the Kabbalah. What are you complaining about? What are you screaming about? You have so many parts of your body that do work. Why are you complaining about the one that doesn't work?
I'm going to try that
tomorrow. Yeah, there you go. Have your patients see what they think. Stop fetching so much. Stop fetching so much. You know? What's going to happen? Vized Dimion, he says, no one would do that. No one would do that. Vized Dimion, that's okay. Vized Dimion, yeah, my wife is a pediatrician. I don't think it would work. You're saying good, man. It's like the mitzvah the same way. It's in a sense, in a spiritual sense, that each of them correspond to one of your the parts of your body. You're gonna be missing a spiritual limb. The fact that you had 247 physical limbs that are working doesn't make up for the fact that one of them is not working. Right? Any one mitzvah isn't gonna, you can't say you have all the other ones because you're missing something. You're chaser. V'hu mamar kol ha-mitzvah. Pirish b'kli yutah, shlo yasar kol shbiyach la'asot, tishmurun la'asot, pirish ben mitzvah lo taseh, ben mitzvah taseh, tishmurun la'asot, la'asot is aseh, tishmurun is lo taseh. You have to do all of the ones that you could do, because otherwise you're missing. V'atam, l'man tichyun, so that you should live. Zet holy b'zeh, without the others you're not going to fully live. V'sha'at machas r'achas, they call it mitzvah, at machas r'kenedo chiasev r'achad. Right? If you're going to miss one, you're not going to be fully living. So you have to do tishmarun, guard all the mitzvah lotase, la'asod, and do mitzvah la'ase, so laman tichyon, so that you'll be complete. But here's where it gets even, I think it's really beautiful. Im toma, you'll ask me, yish tana ha-mashal, im shal mashal, shehu hergeshe re'echad, lefi shumach v'chol achtos aguf. Listen, all the doctors know, and we have many here, that the limbs of our body are connected. And certainly with some of them, you know, if you're missing something, one of your internal organs, your chas v'shalom, your heart's not working well, or something like that, your digestive system, it's not just one thing, it affects the whole body. So you could say it's not a good muscle, or a chayim. Okay, so if I don't keep Shabbos, what does it have to do with me not keeping kosher? Or whatever it is, like, I'll have all of them, and one will be missing, but it doesn't affect the other ones.
Isn't that why Yashar Yassar exists as well?
Right, right, exactly. If we say if there was one, that there would be a big issue. So maybe it's not the same. Why does my lack of giving tzedakah affect my shmirat kashrut? Mm-hmm. So he says it's not true, and that's kol hamitzvah, right? Ma'ashein kemitzvah zeh ba'mamar navi lashon zeh kol hamitzvah. All the mitzvah. All the mitzvot are like one mitzvah. Pirush shegam mitzvot ha-Torah le'achat yichashvu. Hakam sharabim b'minyon. It's all one. It's all one system. It's like one big mitzvah. It is a system. The system is a system of Torah law. It's a system of halacha. Yisod achad v'yin echel ha-Torah. They have one foundation and one construction. Him shavim ma'amashin ha-Ramas. It's the same as the body. If you're missing one, don't think that you got it all except for one. You're missing the system. It's like a goof without a neighbor. It really is. That's kol ha-mitzvah. It's all one. I want to read the Malbim inside because I know it's already getting late. But the Malbim picks up on this idea and he takes in the Rambam for this reason. The Rambam famously writes, it says, what would we say before Kaddish? Every side you say is very, very frequently. Rabbi Hanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakas Yisrael, right? Rabbi Hanan ben Akasha wanted to make sure, it says that the, not Rabbi Hanan ben Akasha wanted to, Hashem wanted to make sure the Jewish people were meritorious, so he gave them lots of mitzvot. Famous question, give them one mitzvah. What's easier to observe? 613 mitzvot or one mitzvah? Clearly one. So if you wanted to make sure we wouldn't mess up, then just give us one mitzvah. A lot of answers given to this question. And another one, yeah, you should have seven mitzvot b'nei Noach. Why do we need 613? Mm-hmm. It's good enough for everybody else. So the Rambam says Hashem gave you a lot of different mitzvot, so you could do one really, really well. And not everybody could do all of them so well. So take at least 613 different options. You'll do one really, really well. That's what the Rambam says to answer the mitzvah. A lot of people don't like it. Near as the Malbim in this source, number 5. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside. He says, that's wrong. It's wrong. Because God didn't say choose which mitzvah you're going to do really, really well. Hashem said you got to do all of them. Kol ha-mitzvah. You have to do all of them. Wait, and it's Rambam, one goof, like he says. It's mitzvah achat. What do you say?
The Rambam actually said to choose one?
He didn't say choose one. He said you have to do all of them. But he said the reason God gave you so many is so that you do one really, really well. And the Malbim is saying even that he doesn't want to accept because no, it's you have to do all of them. So what does it mean? So he said, and he said the same thing. They're yachid shekol mitzvah mitachtim. It's all one unit, one system. So why do you need so many? He says that's the man techin uvatem rishem etzaretz. If you really want, you're right. Seven mitzvot is easier to keep. But you can't say that keeping the seven mitzvot of B'nai Noach gets you the same level and the same reward that keeping 613 do. Clearly, you're being more ambitious if you have to keep 613 mitzvot. And that's what gets you Chayei Olam Haba. That's the man tichyon that you should live. Vasem Rishem Asarat. You want to inherit Eretz Yisrael, you want to Olam Haba, you got to do 613 mitzvot, not just seven. But again, the notion that it's all one idea. And I think this is a very important thing to keep in mind because, look, everybody has different mitzvot or halachot or things that bother them, right? The things that they don't relate to, things that they struggle with. And so it's hard to answer all of those. But the idea that, listen, Torah and mitzvot is a system. It's a system that is meant to change and direct the way you live your life. In any system, there are going to be things that are easier for you to keep and things that you struggle with more. But if you don't keep one of them, you're saying, I'm not going to do that one. So then you're lacking the whole, the organic whole. You're not buying into the system completely. That's the idea of kol ha mitzvah. That's assuming it's all of the mitzvot. Rashi, quoting Chazal in Torah 6, says no. Kol mitzvah means one mitzvah. What does that mean? Kol ha mitzvah. It's a drash min shagada. Im hachalata b'mitzvah gemorota. You start a mitzvah, finish it. Do kol ha mitzvah. Do all of the mitzvah. Whatever mitzvah that you're doing, do all of it. Why? Who gets credit for the mitzvah? Who is the mitzvah attributed to? The one who finishes it. The one who finishes the job. The one who completes it. And what's the proof? Based on the Gemara in Sotah, Torah number 7. Shenemar vedatz mos Yosef asher hel bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim kavri b'shchem. It says that the bones of Yosef that the Jewish people brought out of Mitzrayim, they buried in Shchem. That's in Yoshua. Who brought them out? Moshe started. Hello, Moshe levado nadasik b'hen la'alotan. Didn't Moshe begin? We say Moshe looked for the bones of Yosef. Ki yashpeh yashpia, because Yosef made the Jewish people swear to break them out. Moshe carried them. Why is it saying Yisrael? The Jewish people did. Lefi shelo hisik legomra. He didn't finish it. Moshe died before they got to Israel. The Gamru Yisrael, and the Jews finished it and said, "V'vigech nikras al Shema." Therefore, it's called based on Jews because they finished it. That's so Rashi saying, "Kol mitzvah means if you start a mitzvah, you got to finish it." And the Gemara in Sota says it intense way, that there are repercussions for not finishing a mitzvah. Because the example of Yehuda, what did Yehuda do? Yehuda started a mitzvah. He was going to save Yosef. He's going to save Yosef. To stop him from being killed.
Reuven.
But Yehuda also. Yehuda said sell him. That wasn't really a great job of saving him, was it? Right? He got sold as a slave. That wasn't so good. So he didn't finish the mitzvah. What happened to Yehuda? A lot of bad stuff. He lost children, etc. So Gemara says, make sure to finish the mitzvah. What's the issue with this? There's two interesting ideas I wanted to point out. So there's, first of all, the Gor Aryeh, in source number 8. I'll say it mostly outside. The Gor Aryeh is bothered. What about the fact, let's say, Brit Mila? Brit Mila, there's two different parts, what we call Mila and Priya. There's the cover cutting, and then there's the removing or uncovering of that part of the body. Does that mean to say you can't have one person do one and one person the other? Is that a problem? So the Gor Aryeh suggests that maybe this isn't always the case. Maybe it's not necessarily so. Maybe the point is that when you finish a mitzvah, that the goal is only really accomplished at the end, so then you have to finish it, right? So Misha Banabayit, Shigmar Benaz Nikrabayit, right? When you build a house, who builds the house? The guy finishes it. Before you build the house, it's not a house. However, he says, maybe there are some mitzvot where a part of it is considered still inherent and significant in its own right. So here's an example of the Kohanim. You had many different Kohanim all doing different parts of the Karban. Well, why? One does Rika, might do Kabbalah, right? One might do Shechita. Why is that okay? That's because each component of that mitzvah is in and of itself its own significance. Anyways, interesting. The Masai Lamelech is a later parish in the Rambam, asks a brilliant question. From another medrash, take a look at this medrash he quotes here in source number 9, and then with this one at the closing. The Masa Melech asks, Isa Medrash Yalka Tehillim, it says in Medrash Tehillim, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tabayit L'David. Right, you say this pretty often. We say it every day. Mizmor Shir, a song, Chanukah Tabayit, the dedication of the Beit HaMikdash, L'David. I have a question. Did David build the Beit HaMikdash?
No.
No, he didn't. Shlomo did. So, V'chi David Bano? Hello, Shlomo Bano. Did David build it? King Shlomo built it. Good. Oh my gosh, Baruch Hu. Hol the chashavta livnoto. Since you thought to build it, af of pisha Shlomo bin Chabono, even though your son actually built it, the Shimchani Kot Farm, writing it in your name. What's the obvious question?
We were just told
the exact opposite. Isn't the mitzvah nikra al shema gomro? Doesn't it all go to the person who completes it? How could you give David credit simply for having the idea to build a Beit HaMikdash, when here, we just said that Moshe was the one that Dafka wanted to bring the bones out, he slept them throughout the desert, and then because he doesn't finish it, it's Nikres Al Yisrael, it's Al Shem HaGomra. So what's the story here? Very interesting. And I'm not sure Maharal's answer was necessarily...
One was the idea and one was the task.
No? Okay, one was an idea, okay.
So if you...
Is the idea better?
Right, maybe it's better. Like,
why? Oh, we had the idea. Interesting. So if you look, you're saying He came with the idea to begin with. No, I hear it. So the Maslam has an answer. He quotes the Shev, he quotes from the Shev Yaakov. The answer is follows. He says, the mitzvah was on all the Jewish people, right? All the Jews had to do it. Because Yosef made them all swear to bring his bones out of Egypt. If Moshe hadn't done it, someone else would have done it. Have Yisrael vada mekamenu, so someone else has done it. So if you're just doing something where somebody else could have done the same thing or would have done the same thing, you're not independently ensuring that the mitzvah gets done. So then you don't get credit unless you finish it. Interesting. But Beit HaMikdash, it was David's idea. Would they have even built the Beit HaMikdash to begin with without David? Maybe not. It was David's idea. So since David had the idea and it might not have happened without him, So then he gets credit even for the idea. Point being that, just in terms of the idea itself, I think what often happens, why is it Al Shem HaGomra? Because so often we're in the middle of something, we start it, And then it gets hard, and then it's challenging, and then there's distractions, and then it's like, you know what, I started it, someone else can finish it. I did my job, right? And that's where the challenge really gets difficult when to get from that beginning point to the end. So, well, it's Al Shema Gomra. You have to do Kol HaMitzvah, the whole mitzvah. It's Nikri Al Shema Gomra. Get it done. You wouldn't build a house halfway and be like, you know what? We did a pretty good job until now. Let's call it a house. No one does that, right? The point is to build a house, the tachlis, the goal. There's a goal. There's something you're trying to accomplish.
And David didn't give up. David was told not to do it.
Right, and so was Moshe.
But he didn't.
No.
Well, Moshe didn't get to Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
He died. Right? Yeah, 100%. But
David also bought some stuff.
He made the foundation. It's true. But if it's Al Shem HaGomra, you have to finish it.
But he wasn't allowed to finish.
Okay. But so what? Who gets credit? Who built the Beit HaMikdash? Shlomo built it. David didn't build it. But if it weren't for David, then the idea wouldn't have happened. But I think, either way, the point is that I think we have to look at mitzvot on an individual and holistic level. Individually, each mitzvah we have to do our best to do the whole mitzvah. The beginning, the middle, and the end. And generally, mitzvot are a system. It's a system of life. It's there to enrich our lives, both in this world and the next world. May we be zocha to do each and every mitzvah and complete it, and to do all the mitzvot and complete it. Thank you so much.
Man.
Have a great Shabbos.